Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Vav, and we're starting about the ninth line with the words Chad Bar Nosh and the Vilna Daf on Dalet Amud Beis, about two thirds of the way through the Amud. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sar Basav Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. A week to be talking about Chametz Erev Pesach. We have two stories. Chad Bar Nosh. There was a fellow Ifkid Diskaya Depista Gabi Reb Chiya Ruba. He deposited a whole bag of bread by Reb Chiya Rabba. And Amri Yisrael Rabban, he clarifies Yochanan Chikukya Hava. It was Yochanan Chikukya who deposited his bag of bread by Reb Chiya Ruba. And according to others, it was Yochanan Chikukya who had the bag of bread deposited by him, but either which way, it was Erev Pesach. He didn't know what to do with it, so also Shaul Rebbe came to ask Rebbe. Amrle, he told him, Timacher al pi bezim shas beer. This bag of bread should be sold at pi bezim at the time of beer. And we have another story before we clarify this. Chad Bar Nosh was a fellow, Ifkid Garba de Kutcha Gabi Rav Chiya Barashi. He deposited a barrel of kutach by Rav Chiya Barashi. Kutach is some sort of dip that they used to have back in the day that had bread in it, so it was chametz. And also Shaul Rav, he came to ask Rav, what am I supposed to do? It's Erev Pesach and it's chametz. So Amrle told him, Timacher al pi bezim shas beer, sell it al pi bezim shas beer. And the question is, hey Danu Shasabir, what is Shasabir? So Rav Yirmiyahu Amar, he explains Bishachris, sell it in the morning, meaning the morning of the 14th. Whereas Rav Amar, he says, Chamishas Krib Yudah, sell it in the fifth hour, like Rav Yudah. We know the fifth hour of the day, according to Rav Yudah, is Asr Bachila, but it's Mutter Banos, you're allowed to sell it then. However, Amar Rav Yisra said, Yasar Rav Yirmiyahu, where Rav Yirmiyahu said is good, because Kulam Amru Liga Bahen Lamachron, Laim Bnei Hashay Vedal Bailim, isn't the only reason why. These people were told that they're allowed to touch this Bikadin that was given to them to sell it, because of Hashay Vedal Bailim. It's like you're returning a lost object to them. If you don't sell it, then the chametz is going to be asur. When the guy comes back and says, where's my bread? You're going to say, I'm sorry, you have to burn it because it's asur by now. So the only reason why you're selling it is in order to be able to help the owner out. And chamishas k'Reb Yudah lo tava klum. The fifth hour like Reb Yudah is not good at all. It's not helpful because only mutar ba'ano v'asur ba'chila. So how much could you sell this bread for? It's not really worth that much. Therefore, it's better to say like Reb Yirmiyahu that you sell it in the morning where it has much more value because you could still eat it. However, chavraya amrin chamishas k'Reb Yudah, the chametz in the base measure said it's the fifth hour like Reb Yudah. Now another matter about this chametz during the fifth hour, hekdesha muktish. If a person made a hekdesh, it's kadosh. Or is it so truma? Ain't a truma. If he tried to designate it as truma, then it's not truma. Why is that? Hekdesha muktish, hekdesh damim. When he's makdesh it, it's 100% kadosh, hekdesh damim. When a person's makdesh something, it has to have some sort of monetary value in order for it to be tefes kedusha. And this has monetary value, even though it's asr bachila, it's still mutar bano, which means you could sell it as though it has value. So that means it's kadosh. Whereas it's so truma, ain't a truma. If he tried to designate it as truma, it's not truma. Shaloin in a truma el achil bavad. The whole point of truma is to be able to eat it. And since it's the fifth hour and you can't eat it anymore, so it can't be truma. However, Amrlan Rabbi Yasi told them, Loi Mistabra, it's not logical to say that. Dalachi Lufin, rather, it's the other way around. Hikdishai, Einoi Mokdesh, Asoi Truma, Harezu Truma. If you made a hektish, it is hektish, and if you made a truma, it's not truma. Why is that? Hekdesha Einoi Mokdesh, if you made a hektish, it's not valid. She'ein Paiden is Hekdesh Lachil Maklavim, because we don't redeem hektish in order to feed it to dogs, even though you're right, technically it could become hektish because it has monetary value. What's he going to want to do? Redeem it and take off its status of hektish, but the problem is now he can't eat it when he redeems it because already he's man isra achila, and that means he's going to have to give it to dogs or to burn it. And we have this rule that we're not pay the hektish in order to feed it to dogs. Therefore, it's not hektish in the first place. Whereas vava on beis on top, I saw a truma harezu truma. If you made a truma, it is valid. Why is that? Because tahirahi dvar tayra midai raisa, it's 100% tar, which means midai raisa you're allowed to eat it at this time. At hushe gazarta les sreifa, you were the one that was geyser sreifa on it. Midai rabbanon, we say we have to burn it at this time, but midai raisa is 100% mutter to eat, and therefore midai raisa it does become truma. And we go on to halacha. Hey, the Mishnah tells us va'oidam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also said shtei chalis shel toida psulais. They would take two chalis of a carbon toida which were pasul. We know the carbon toida had 40 lachamim, 40 breads, 10 of them which were chametz. So two of these breads were taken, and this bread was pasul. What would they do with it? Umenachas agago itztaba. It was placed on the roof of the itztaba. This was an area in the Beis Hamikdash compound. It was really in Harabayas where everyone could see it, and it was placed on the roof of this area so everybody in Yerushalayim could see it. And calls man shem unachas. As long as these two chalis were there, call am oichlin. Everyone would eat chametz. Nitl achas mehen. Once one of these loaves was taken off, toilin loy oichlin loy sarfin. It was in the state of taliyah that Rabbi Yehuda had spoken about in the previous mishnah. They don't eat chametz, but they don't burn it. It's still mutar bana, which means it's the fifth hour. And then nitl shtein. Once both loaves were removed, sanischil kolam sarfin. Everyone began burning their chametz. Now Rabbi Gamliel says he's another opinion that we're going to talk about tomorrow. Chulin nechalin kol arba. Chulin's allowed to be eaten the fourth hour. Utruma kol chamesh. Truma could be eaten the fifth hour. Sarfim tchil shesh. And we burn chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour, as we could see. He's similar to Rabbi Yehuda in as much as he breaks up the Isra of Achilas Chametz between the fourth, fifth, and sixth hours, but he's different because he makes a differentiation between Chulin and Truma, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, who makes a differentiation between eating and Hana. Now the Gemara begins by focusing on the first part of the Mishnah. Rav Shimon Lakish Harmer, Rav Shimon Rabbi Yanai, Rav Lakish says, Rav Yanai, Sheris Hayu, these two Chalis of Taida could be Kasher, they don't have to be Pasol. Mishom Mai Hu Paislon, why does he Pasol them? Meaning, why does the Mishnah Mishnah say that we dafka use pasul ones, it just means shaloi l'shechet alenis hazavach. It's referring to two chalais toida that the carbon was actually never shechted. It got lost after the breads were made, and so it wasn't shechted yet. So we have these breads, and they're considered pasul, and that's why we put it up there. But technically, we could use kosher ones. Ask the Gemara if that's the situation. V'loi b'shechita k'deishos. Don't the chalais of toida only become kaddish with kedushas aguf after the carbon's shechted? And here, the carbon wasn't shechted yet, so they don't have kedushas aguf. They're only kedushas damim. He should be able to redeem them and eat them. If it's still time that he can eat chametz, so be paid to them, take off their kedusha with money, and eat them for breakfast instead of putting them on the roof of the itztaba and having to burn them in a couple hours. So Chananya, he responds to this by saying, even if this guy has chulin in front of him, he can't eat it, because we're talking about the fifth hour already, and you want to say that he should be paid to these and he should eat them? So that's not a good suggestion. Now Rebbe Amar, Rebbe explains differently. Psulos hayu, they actually were pasul. Why is that? Everyone would hurry to bring their karbanos toida mipnei chametz shebetoida, because the chametz which is in the carbon toida, a person who has a chiv to bring any sort of carbon to the Beis Hamikdash would usually do so during the shalosh regalim, because often he was too busy or maybe lived outside Yerushalayim and simply didn't come to the Beis Hamikdash except for the shalosh regalim. So he would bring all of his chiyuvim during the shalosh regalim. Carbon toida is one thing that could not be brought on Pesach because it has chametz bread, and therefore everybody ought to bring a carbon Pesach would bring it beforehand. There was a huge rush, this mad crush of people bring their karbanos before. That's what we're saying. Maharin lahavita the same nechametz and ve'yef shalo yishafek chadama shal echad mehen. It's impossible that in this rush of bringing all these karbanos tied before Pesach that the blood of one of these karbanos wouldn't get spilled. V'hin of seles, and the whole carbon becomes pasul, and that's the lachamim that we're talking about in our mishnah. Now we have a few other memras of other simanim that they used to notify everyone when they're allowed to eat their chametz, when it's toilet, and when they have to burn it. Tani one brisa says shtei paris charshes b'Yerushalayim, that there was two cows that were plowing a field in Yerushalayim, which is referring to harazesim. Everyone in Yerushalayim was able to see them, and when one of the cows was removed, they know they're not allowed to eat chametz anymore. And when both cows were removed, that means they start burning their chametz. Ask more of Yerushalayim. Loi makom shenagu shloi lasim melacha bar basar hi. Isn't Yerushalayim a place where they have a minig not to do melacha on the 14th? Some places have a minig to do melacha erev yontif. Some places don't have this minig. And Yerushalayim, since everybody was gathered there, had a minig not to do melacha erev Pesach. So what does that mean that these cows were plowing? You can't plow on erev yontif. Answer is nearest kecharshars. They look like they were plowing. Now isn't it funny that those teaching a brayso shtei neres dalkin, there was two candles that were lit, and when one was removed, you know, it was the fifth hour, and when both were removed, you know, have to burn your chametz. And this one, I told you, those are teaching the brayso shnei sedinim, there are two sheets that were hanging, and when one was removed, you know, it was the fifth hour, and when both were removed, you know, you should start burning your chametz. As I know, on the top, our Pinchas clarifies v'loy pligin, there's no machlokes between these brayses. Man da amar shtei paris shtei neres, the one who said that there were two cows and two candles, that's talking about when erev Pesach was during the week, so you could have these things. Whereas man demar shnei sedinim, the one who says that two sheets were used b'shabbes, that's when erev Pesach was on Shabbos, so you can't use cows or candles. Now we have a question about this whole simon business. Why not just establish a shofar blast that's going to notify everyone, now it's the fourth hour, now it's the fifth hour, now it's the sixth hour? That's very simple. As we're going to see in a minute, we know that we have this concept of tekiya to let everyone know that it's almost Shabbos, so why not do it Erev Pesach to notify everyone when they could and can't eat their chametz? So Amalei responded, if you're going to say that, you're going to find that maybe people are going to make a mistake and say that they're really blowing this for the Tamid Shal Shachris, for the Tamid that's brought in the morning. We know the musical instruments were played. Among them, trumpets were blown in the Beis Hamikdash when the Karban Tamid was brought. And so when people hear these shofar blasts Erev Pesach in the morning, they're going to think that really this has to do with the Karban Tamid, Vein Miskakalin, and then they're going to mess up. They're not going to realize they're not allowed to eat chametz, and they're going to be eating chametz when it's Aser. So Amar Lei told him, V'hataninen, but we have a mission that says, Shalosh Lahavdil Sama Min HaMelacha, V'Shalosh Lahavdil Min Kodesh L'Chol, that Erev Shabbos, there were six shofar blasts. The first three were to notify people that they have to stop doing melacha. The next three were to separate between Kaddish and Chol, and this was right around the time of bringing the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, the afternoon Tamid. I wouldn't say that people are going to get mixed up and think that these shofar blasts are for the Tamid, and they're going to continue doing Malacha when it's Shabbos. Everyone knows that this is for Shabbos, so we should say the same thing by Erev Pesach. Everyone's going to know that this is for Pesach, and they're not going to think that it's for the Tamid. Amalei responded to him, Taman, call Erev Shabbos for Shabbos ain't Taiken. Over there, every single Erev Shabbos, they blow these shofar blasts of Ein and Tain. No one's going to make a mistake. From Hacha, over here, Achas Lekitzen Hain. It's every once in a really long time. It's really only once a year. Erev Pesach comes around only once a year, and therefore, in Maimrat Kain, if you're going to say that we should blow the shofar in order to notify everyone when they have to stop eating chametz, afin sfurin shamul tamid hein taiken, everyone's going to think that's really for a tamid shel shachris, and miskaklin, that they're going to mess up, and they're going to end up eating chametz when they're not allowed to. Therefore, there has to be a different sign, either with cows, candles, sheets, or lachme toida, as we saw in the Mishnah. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow explaining Rim Gamliel's Shita. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.